Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this Tuesday night. What a show it's been so far. We've had a lot of fun here on this all-star evening. Is it still 2-0 National League? I've been sort of paying attention, but I've sort of been not. Oh, nope. As I was, looks like a 3-run shot is what it looks like. Sorry, I was prepping during that segment, so I don't
three
know.
Three run homer, 367 feet to right field by Pete Alonso.
Oh, okay. So the Mets, all the Metropolitan fans out there excited. Was it Bubik from the Royals gave up the dong, if you will. So 5-0 NL. They are cruising along bottom of the sixth inning. And you know what? Look, we're on air, so obviously it's been hard for us to pay attention to this all-star game. There's no Rangers in it, so I'm less inclined to, you know, have half my attention on it. And since the winner and loser doesn't impact the World Series anymore, I'm not as intrigued.
I'm with you.
I was alone in that thought that the winner was a good idea, that the All-Star game would dictate.
When did they change that rule that it was no longer?
It was a handful of years ago.
I want to say it was almost a decade ago. It was a little while ago.
What, did they stop doing it?
Yeah, that they stopped doing it.
I thought they stopped doing it just recently.
No, because they had like a 16-17 inning game, and they didn't want to blow players' arms out
yeah.
over it. Like, so I think that's why they stopped it. And that was a while ago.
Well, I thought there was that, and then but didn't they? Is that when they instituted the? Because didn't they call? That was the deal, right? Where they said, "All right, we're done playing." But I thought that
2017
is when they stopped it.
Yep.
Okay.
Stop using the game winner to determine a World Series home advantage. Prior to that, the All-Star game determined home field advantage from 2003 to 2016.
Good run. Good run.
So 2017, the team with the better regular season record.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That's always kind of the case in most sports outside of the Super Bowl, where it's just, you know, determines
neutral site. What
uniforms you're going to wear, I guess.
Should we do that in all sports, neutral site?
You know, it's funny you say that. Somebody texted that in over the weekend when we were talking about the All-Star game. The problem is, I don't think you can do that with other sports. I don't think you can do that with basketball.
Because
there's more than one game, and... Okay, so let's say you had a World Series. Okay, so you had the World Series here a few years ago, but that's because you had the pandemic, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, it was like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Are you going, I mean, if we had the World Series here, mm-hmm. you think it's going to sell out like it would if it was, I mean, obviously. But now it might depend on who the teams are.
Yeah, I think it would still sell out. It's the World Series. People travel either way.
But why would
the opposite
you...
team travels. Instead of traveling, you just stay in the same place.
I just feel like seven games or the same number of games is just too much for.
But you're traveling either way. It's just a different location. Yeah, it's just a neutral site rather than it's actually less traveling.
But why would you give a neutral site to to the baseball or basketball? I think with football,
same
like
reason
we
for football, yeah, there's no advantage.
But the Super Bowl, like we, but that you know what the Super Bowl is.
Why?
But it's the Super Bowl, not the Super Series.
Okay, I hear you on that. So just because it's more games, it can't be on a neutral site?
No.
I'm fine with it being a neutral site for all sports. I don't really know why we even do that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love
it. Home field advantage. Like, that's why you work your ass off during the regular season.
So why don't we do it for the Super Bowl then?
Because Super Bowl's it's always been that way with a neutral site.
Well, you're just saying it's always. Because you can't. Why.
Because it's one game.
Okay.
It's one game for all the marbles, right?
Well, that's so, what Game 7 is, but it's one game for all the marbles.
Okay, so if you want to do a Game 7 at a neutral site.
Okay.
You want to do a Game 7 at a neutral site.
I want to do
site.
The whole series, but yeah, just a Game 7 then if you want to go. You're saying it's for all the marbles. It's one game.
Yeah, but you got too many. But again, one game, there's no. We're done. We know after that. All right, so Game 1. Oh, great. Now we got to go Game 2. Now we're going to Game 3. We're going to just stay at this neutral site.
Yes. What's wrong with that? I don't see there's any problem with that. Why would it matter if all the games were in Texas or in Oakland or in New York, wherever it is? I don't know why it matters.
Because home field advantage matters. Home field advantage.
I feel
advantage.
Like you're just repeating the same thing, just home field advantage.
Well, that's what, I mean, why the hell are you playing then?
Then why don't we do that for the Super Bowl then? You're saying just because it's one game.
Because it's one game. But
what does that change? You work all season, you get a better record. The Chiefs lost, what, two games?
Yeah.
They should have had home field then. But they didn't. It's the Super Bowl. No one had a problem with it. Why not do the same for other sports? You get home field
because
all the way
no
throughout.
No one wants to see, I don't want to see seven games at a neutral site for basketball or baseball.
Okay.
I like the fact that there's a home. I mean, look, think about how much fun it was watching Adolis Garcia in the ALCS.
No. All the way through, I want that. I'm talking about just the pinnacle.
So then why the championship then?
Because now we're on a team's on NL, AL, East, West. We're on separate. They've never played each other in this series. There's no whatever. You're coming to a culmination. Records might be different. You're in different conferences. Now that we're in the final destination, let's have it at a neutral site. I see no problem.
I just don't want to see. I don't want to see. I don't want a series at a neutral site.
I'm gonna look up if that's ever happened.
Well, I mean, outside. It happened with COVID. But I mean, outside.
But there was no home field advantage, regardless, because they were playing in an empty stadium.
Oh, that particular year. Yeah, I mean the whole. I mean, yeah, you had the whole. I mean, same thing with the. Same thing with the bubble, that year. No, I don't want to.
The perfect example, the bubble. Boom.
Yeah. We get it. It was great basketball that nobody was there to watch, you know? So, no. Give me home field advantage. Give me the rotating back and forth. Two games. I mean, that's what we love about sports.
1943, the World Series is held entirely in New York due to wartime travel.
Well, there you go. And I remember that series like it was yesterday. What a time to be alive. When was that? 19 what?
43.
Who was the two teams?
It doesn't say. I mean, I could look it up. But it just
see, that's how unmemorable it was. We don't even know what teams it was. Okay.
If I said 1953, would you know? No, we don't know.
That's the whole point. Nobody, we don't know. You know what it's memorable for? Because the war was going on. That's why. What year was it? 1943?
Oh.
Say it one more time.
1943. Are you like trying to remember who was in that?
I'm trying to think.
1943
Grandpa.
MLB World Series. Maybe the Yankees were in it. That was the New York Yankees defeated the St. Louis Cardinals in 5 games, 4-1.
See,
won their 10th World Series title.
Sounds like it was, and see, you know
it
what?
It was a rematch of the 1942 World Series.
They did have a home field advantage. See?
Due to wartime travel restrictions, the series was played with a 3-4 format, meaning only one trip between ballparks was necessary.
Okay, so they did. So wait a minute. What? What do you mean a 3-4 format? So wait, they played the first 3 games in St. Louis and then the second 4 in New York? What?
I guess that makes sense. Maybe midway through?
Or no, you can only leave once.
Time,
you couldn't go one. Yeah, you couldn't be going back and forth.
So they said 3-4.
3-4, that was it.
I wonder which 3 was which.
Well, maybe we need to do a deep dive on this. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll do that during the break. All right, here we go. All right, so this was at the beginning of the season. I think it was like a week before. As a matter of fact, I want to say it was like on a Saturday afternoon
show. What is
show.
This, Blake, why are you so argumentative? What is this show? Am I supposed to just agree with everything Fred says? I said, why are you so argumentative and defensive?
We've been argumentative.
But I don't even
tonight.
Think I'm being...
No, you're not.
I feel like this is how the show
this
goes.
This is what we do.
If I just
this
said, Fred, you're
do.
Right, I'll
no
be like to say,
that.
You're right, Fred.
No one wants to hear that.
Great take.
No one wants to hear that.
What do you have next, Fred?
I love it.
Is this a Fred burner or...
No, it's definitely not a Fred
burner.
What's the area code? Is it a 785?
214. Texts like this make me mad.
Well, don't wait. Why?
No, not because I'm just saying, like, some people are just stupid where it's like, why are you so argumentative? Fred gave a take. I disagree with it and gave my take.
He didn't like it.
And this is, I'm guessing.
For it.
Why is Caitlin Clark crying? They're winning.
What happened to Caitlin Clark? Did she get hurt? Okay, we'll come back to that. All right, so let's get back to it. All right. So we each picked two position players, one starting pitcher, and then thanks to Trevor's recall, we each picked a closer. From the bullpen, because we didn't know.
This is at the beginning of the season.
This was the very beginning of the season, okay?
Some of you guys remember this, if you're a real fatty.
If you're a real fatty. Now, granted, it was a Saturday show. It wasn't one of our Monday through Friday night shows, so you got to be a locked-in weekend fatty to have remembered when this went down. So, here's what went down. Blake chose Adolis, Jake Berger,
Because
I think we said we couldn't pick Seager.
Yeah.
I think Seager and DeGrom were off the table.
It's like, come on.
Those were the two guys. All right. Apparently, we did let Evo slide through, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, that being said, none of us picked Simeon. Kind of kicking myself for that now. So, Blake went with Adolis, Jake Berger, Jack Leiter, and the now IL-ridden Mark Church.
I feel pretty good about my picks. I went
three for four. Okay.
And I think
I think people are going to be surprised. Some people might be saying, well, wait a minute, Jake Berger. Wait till we're going to read the stats off here in just a second because you will be surprised.
I want you guys
at the
to
Jake Berger numbers.
Listen to these teams. Remember
because you haven't heard the Jake Berger numbers
I
yet.
I haven't. I want you guys to listen to these teams, remember who's on what, and tell us who picked the best team.
Yeah.
And
well, Trevor's we already know.
Trevor's team is disqualified.
What?
just putting it out ahead of time.
I think we already know who picked
Trevor
the best
picked
team.
The all-star team.
So, now in fairness to him, though, I mean, one was kind of a wild card. The other two, all right. Wyatt Langford.
This is Trevor's team.
Hmm.
Josh Smith.
Oh.
Great pick.
Nathan Eovaldi.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Whoopty, the ace from last year.
And Teodo.
People probably didn't even know who that is.
Caitlin Clark literally was
why
like
is
her
she
dog
crying?
Just got shot.
Can we find out? Hey, can you look at socials and see why Caitlin Clark is
like
crying?
Like, they're zooming. Okay, they're showing a replay.
Okay, what happened? Did she get hurt?
Yeah, that's what. Did she get hit?
Or was it that dime? Was she crying about how easy she made that dime look?
They didn't show a replay for throwing a dime and not getting hurt.
I mean, seriously, what the hell just happened? Okay, so Langford, Smith, Evo, and Teodo. Okay, she's not crying anymore. All right, I don't know. There's no telling.
Did she foul out?
Or was there
It looks like something with the ref. Dude, she said, I'm going to call the league on you.
She's like getting emotional. She got thrown out of the game?
She's getting super emotional.
Dude, and they're showing the cameras on her the entire time.
I mean, seriously. And they're up 8 points with 27 seconds left. So the game's, pretty much over. All right, so we'll find out what Caitlin's crying about. All right, Langford, Smith, Evo, Teodo. So that's Trevor the Creator's lineup. Not too shabby.
I'm giving him props for the Josh Smith pick.
The Josh Smith pick. And I'm not mad at him for the Wyatt Langford pick.
I didn't say I'm mad at him. I'm just saying that's a layup.
Because,
he didn't pick it. That's what he's mad about.
Because with all fairness, though, and we'll get back to this here in a second. I mean, it's not like Wyatt Langford's numbers are off the charts.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll give that to him. Then there's Fred's picks.
Let's hear Fred's team.
Then there's Fred's picks. Jonah Heim.
Ooh, he's been killing it this year.
Well, behind the plate. Not at the plate. Josh Young.
Also stud right now. I mean, you can't stop this guy.
Kamar Rocker.
Who I feel
very good about. And then Robert Garcia.
Wow. I mean, stud lineup. Your team
so unlike
AL
these
All-Star.
Two Jamokes, at least all four of my guys have at least 70-plus games of service time this year. Thank you very much. So I do have that going for me. Real quick, let's just run through these numbers.
Who's got the best team? Probably Trevor.
I mean, it's Trevor.
Trevor's got three pretty much all-stars.
He's got three. I mean, exactly, right? I mean, Evo should be an all-star. Josh Smith and Langford are two guys who you could make an art. Like,
they're right there.
We talked about this. If you had to replace Jacob deGrom, which there was a replacement player named because he didn't pitch today, that if the MLB rule is you can replace it with anybody, right? But if there was a rule in place that said, okay, if it has to be another Ranger, Langford and Smith
would have been the first.
Would probably be your most talked about guys, or Evo, yeah, as to. But even Evo wouldn't play, even if he did get selected, because he pitched on Sunday.
Those are all three guys on Trevor's team.
Because all three guys. So phenomenal job as far as that goes from one Mr. Trevor the Creator.
All of our relievers suck.
They don't suck.
They're not good.
No, they are good. You've got the best you got one of the best ERAs in baseball, but here's the problem.
Our reliever, R3 Teoto, Mark Church, and Robert Garcia.
Whoa. Don't be hating on my boy Robert Garcia. Look, my boy
Robert Garcia is the best out of that three.
Okay, first of all, no. Okay, stop with the Robert Garcia slander, number one. He's got the second most saves on the team. Okay.
On the Rangers.
He's got the second.
Defending hard.
I'm about to give you the Robert Garcia breakdown. Let's not pretend.
He's trying to pump his team up.
No. Look. First of all, my reliever's still on the team. Okay. Let's get that straight. Your guy's not even in baseball right now. You Google Teoto. Where's he at? 877. 877-881-105. You know
he's
what?
He's in the same place Alfredo's
He's
at.
On Mum's Net right now, okay? He's on Mum's Net. That's what he's doing, okay? So, Teoto's not even in the on the team. Your boy's hurt, all right? He's on the IL with elbow inflammation, so he's Tommy John from probably in a matter
Robert
of moments.
Robert Garcia's going to eat another Cheeto and be done.
Robert Garcia's got a 2.95 ERA, has the second most games finished, and has the second most saves on this team. That said.
Read the rest of your team.
That said, when it comes to my boy Robert Garcia, because he's gotten you out of some jams. Mm-hmm. That said,
that Kamar Rocker put him in.
you shouldn't pitch him back-to-back innings.
No.
Because he's great for one inning. He will shut you down for an inning. It's the second time you throw him out there, and we saw that in Houston on Saturday night, and we've seen it, I think, against the Padres, we saw it too. So, again, Robert Garcia, solid setup guy, but I don't want to see him out for more than an inning. I'm going to give you – I mean, you got to go with Trevor.
Yeah. Well, you said you're going to read us some numbers real quick.
All right, real quick. Adolis, 92 games played. All right. He's batting .234, 13 home runs, 56 RBIs, and a .682 OPS.
Okay, so that's probably my best player. What's your best player in Trevor's? Wyatt and whoever you think.
Well, his best player, I mean.
Hitter-wise. Probably Josh Smith.
I mean, it's Josh for sure.
Well, here's the thing.
Josh Smith's been nasty.
Josh Smith, look, he's got a better average. All right. He's batting .277. But, you know, from a power standpoint, I mean, Langford's got 15 home runs and 38 RBI. But I'll say this real quick. Jake Berger, who's played in 17 fewer games than Adolis, .228 batting average, not great. But he's got 11 home runs, only two fewer, and 35 RBI and a .659 OPS. So my point in all that is that with Jake Berger, whose numbers aren't terrible, I mean, they are kind of terrible, but for especially considering you brought him in because you want, he's been solid in the field. But you brought him in for his thump.
So out of all three of our teams, who's got the best power hitter as far as RBIs and home runs?
You do between
the and then because, batting
Adolis
average.
Adolis is leading the team in RBIs,
and then batting average is.
Batting average in a landslide is
so you guys are just competing for second.
Let's be honest. Jonah Heim is a disaster at the plate.
Do you have anybody that's leading on any of your categories comparative to me and Trevor's team? RBI, stolen bases.
Maybe no. Rocker and Ks.
No, he doesn't. Oh,
well, I'm just throwing Rocker it out. I'm trying K's. To help you. I'm trying to help you out. This is not for me.
Maybe most pickle juice jugs drank on the mound.
He's got most fastballs caught behind the plate because he's the only catcher.
That's it. I mean, look, let's be real for a second. Real quick, because we're up against it. Right now, Jonah Heim in 76 games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ames is batting 219. Mm. Okay, dreadful. Josh Jung, before he got demoted, 2 weeks ago? Because he got demoted, I think, what, right as you left, okay? So Josh Jung has 75 games so far this year. Jonah Heim has 76. Young's batting 237. Jonah's batting 219. Josh Jung has 8 home runs. Jonah Heim has 8 home runs. Jonah Heim's got 28 RBI. Josh Jung has 35 RBI. Okay? The only reason I think, and you and Trevor and I talked about this in pre-show, that Jonah Heim is still, why he hasn't been set down, is because he's playing so great behind the plate. Mm-hmm. And you don't have a backup catcher. Okay. So, yeah, you could move Higgy to that starting catcher role.
But then what happens when Higgy's a day off?
Somebody's got to have a day off, right? So, I mean, maybe you bring somebody from AAA. But, you know,
Caitlin Clark. Oh, we will give you an update on what happened with Caitlin Clark.
All right. So, we got an update. All right. So, that's the latest and greatest with our lineup so far with the Rangers. We will pick. Because these two jamokes don't know how to pick relievers. You guys get to pick a new reliever. I get to pick one batter. All right, we'll do that next, and we'll figure out what the hell's going on with Caitlin Clark. Don't go anywhere. The reads just get smoother and smoother, people. The reads just get smoother and smoother. Okay, you blink and you miss it. Don't count out the American League just yet. They were down 5-0. They're now down 6-3 is the score. Top of the seventh. Who's at bat? The American League? Yeah, American League's at the plate. One out, top of the seventh. So we will... oh, man, my boy Bobby Witt. Hey, everybody's boy. DFW's boy. Oh, and that's going into the center field. Okay. We've got a runner on third.
We got three?
American Uh-oh. League.
I left and we got three runs.
Well,
we got
exactly. Dummy. Okay, and we got Bobby Witt Jr. at the plate.
Did we get a Jimmy Jack?
That was your boy, wasn't it? Didn't you go to school with Bobby Witt Jr.?
Yeah, Colleyville.
That's it.
Let's see what happened. What did I miss? We had a 3-run, 407-foot homer to left center by Brent Rooker.
There you go. Oh, what a game. Tell you what, some jamoke tweeted him yesterday because he was feeding his 11-month-old baby during the home run derby. And somebody said, we don't want to see that. We want to see, do you have to be feeding your child while you're at a home run derby? And he responded to the tweet and said, yes, actually I do. It's my kid's 9 o'clock feeding. So,
it's a home run derby.
Seriously. You know what? It's an all-star game. Like, who cares?
Just be glad that he's there representing the team.
Seriously.
A lot of guys
Social media brings out the
and people
worst.
Think they can just say whatever.
They sure do.
Because I promise you they wouldn't say it to his face.
No.
Behind Twitter, are you really feeding your baby?
Here's a question I always have, because I'll tell you what. One thing I will say that I have tried to get better at is you don't have to respond to everything. There's people that that'll tweet and say things, and I'm just like, you want to get into it, but then you say to yourself, is it worth? And Bobby Witt just got himself a ribby.
Yes, sir.
4-6. 4-6. Shout out, Bobby Witt, Colleyville's own Bobby Witt.
Okay,
Junior.
So did you already break the news?
No, I was letting you break that news to everybody.
So everyone on Twitter, it looks like Caitlin Clark aggravates her leg injury earlier in the quarter and re-aggravates in the fourth quarter, and people are suspecting she has pulled her groin once again.
Mm. How many points she have tonight?
Because she returned to play after missing the last 5 games with a groin injury. and now just came back and re-aggravated it. And now also, you know, StatMuse, Caitlin Clark's three-point shooting on the road this season, 0 for 5, 0 for 7, yeah. 1 for 10, 0 for 6, 1 and 7.
Yeah, no, she has not shot the ball. She has not shot the ball well this season.
1 for 32 for 3.
Ooh. I don't care who you are. That's not good.
Even Klay Thompson would say that.
Even Klay Thompson is not a fan of 1 for 32.
So it's like, how are we misfielding plays in an all-star game? You're an all-star.
Get your game on.
Good pull, Fred.
He's dead, isn't he? The lead singer?
Yeah, the lead singer died.
Yeah, he died of alcoholism.
Something like that.
Put the bottle down, people.
Put the bottle down.
Put the bottle. If you're drinking too much, get some help.
Mm-hmm. Are we getting a close-up
on some help. He's just smiling.
Is that like?
I called him out. That's right. I called him out.
They're all cheesy.
I dare you to bring robots. I dare you. Hey, I ain't taking my job.
Can you name one MLB umpire?
Angel Hernandez.
That's not Angel Hernandez. I feel like we know NBA. I feel like some NFL refs we know too. Hockley.
I just feel refs used to be a thing. Now we don't care.
No, it should be not a thing. I shouldn't know refs' names. That's not a good thing if we know a ref's name. All the refs' names we know is because they make bad calls.
It's just because they make. I mean, look, the NBA did a whole Netflix special about it.
Dude, I saw the other day, I was scrolling through Twitter, the NBA refs have like a podcast.
Oh, that's it. No, like they talking do. About calls. No, they absolutely
no,
do.
No, call the game better. I don't need you on a podcast.
I'll tell you what. Who was it? Tyler, the Creator, said something I thought was, by the way, have you heard his verse on that new Clips album?
No. Someone said, let's be honest, Blake.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, I'm Tyler Creator's my guy.
You are Tyler Creator. That's exactly right.
Look, let's be honest. Blake left. Okay, this guy just doesn't like me.
It's possible.
Because he said, why are you so argumentative? Same now dude what? Who can pronounce something, calling me stupid. Let's be honest. Blake left all of his adequate sport takes in Greece. Which, you know what I do appreciate?
Anyway, he is a fatty then.
He's saying that I used to have good sports takes. And it's only recently they've gotten back.
You had some good ones.
So I appreciate him.
Thanks for listening.
But. They're not as good right now.
The fan promotes drinking. What are you talking about? We promote drinking responsibly.
Oh, absolutely. No. Look, if you want to get your drink on, that's fine. But do it in moderation.
Moderation.
And don't be a jerk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't abuse it.
Oh, they're speaking of abuse. While there's fights going on.
Oh, Summer League. Summer League's
that
getting,
guy looks like he means it, too.
Oh, Levin's ready to fight. Tom Crean's like, oh, what the heck's going on here? No. Stay away from drinking too much. Okay, that's again, fan after dark. Look, I don't drink, so let's get that straight. I don't drink at all. Trevor, you don't drink? Not even a drop. When's the last time booze touched your lips?
Probably when my buddy got married. Long time. I couldn't tell you when he got married.
That's what a Z, not a B. He was asking.
Whatever Tolo was texting in, getting Blake, can you text in now and do it again, please?
I'll tell you what, that just goes to show that any producer can get it here on Fan After Dark.
Yeah.
Listen.
Even in the ventriloquist outfit.
Thanks, man.
What's the popular ventriloquist name?
Jeff Dunning or something like that?
Jim Dunning.
Yeah. He's looking like Jeff Dunning.
He's not even that popular anymore. I don't know.
I don't think that thing, I tell you what, you want to talk about an art that's dead.
Nobody cares.
Who decided, first of all, who thought it was funny to have a puppet?
You're going to talk like this or pretend it that way.
The lady that does she brings people on and has masks that they wear and she talks for them, that's actually really funny.
What would you do if you went on a first date and she had a puppet? And she said she's a ventriloquist. But she's bad. But she's bad.
I would entertain it for a little bit.
I'll entertain it too. You want to hang out? No, that was the doll.
Look, I would entertain it for a little bit. All right? Because I want to see just how insane you really are. Because that you're insane. Okay? No sane woman.
What would you do if she picked you up in the car? I'm talking about baller car. She looks good.
First of all, I'm not.
And she starts talking through the puppet when you get in the car.
First of all, I'm not. With all due respect, I'm not having a woman pick me up.
Okay, I phrased it wrong.
So we can go meet now.
You're picking her up, and she gets in the car like that.
I mean, look, you're gonna see her carrying the puppet.
You're like, what?
As she's coming to the car.
What is that going to the car?
It's dressed up. So here's the question: are you sitting in the car waiting for her, or do you go to the door and get her? And then she's like, "Oh, I forgot something.
I forgot. Oh, your purse.
No,
a little bit bigger than a puss. A puss in."
It's got legs, Freddy. It's got legs. Do you want to touch it?
Please, no. I'm telling you what. Okay. He may have left his sports take in Greece, but he didn't leave his sense of humor
in Greece. I went on Hinge while I was going to the bathroom.
Yes. Oh, while you were in the bathroom just now?
Yeah. And the first profile that popped up
is somebody with a ventriloquist?
I wish. What? It's my ex-girlfriend from high school.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like the one you just...
Oh, no. Ex-girlfriend with. From high school.
Okay. So you guys matched?
No. It's just all my. It's just the next person on
the
swipe.
Okay, so does she look? How does she look?
She looks good. She looks good.
Look, a little reconciliation goes a long way.
Forehead still big. Teeth still a little buck.
She does overall, if she bucks.
Overall, she does look nice.
Give it a shot.
I'm just wondering,
give it a swipe. Give it a swipe.
It's just funny that she popped
See if she'll remembers. Just give it a swipe.
I was 18.
Yeah. 7 years, man. A lot can change in 7 years.
But I also told myself I was going to do no more recycling this year.
Look.
Only new products.
Hey, maybe she's got a new attitude.
It doesn't matter, though.
You're not the same person at 25 that you were at 18.
I thought the same about old girl.
Well.
Not the same.
Maybe she was.
What did you say? People don't change.
Why did you guys break up at 18?
I think that was just like, it's high school.
Yeah,
I'm going to college.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so
You're not really on my level. I'm moving on. It wasn't anything crazy.
I'll tell you what. Read one of the things that she says about herself.
Her little prompts.
Yeah. Read one of her prompts and we'll tell you whether or not it's worth giving a swipe.
The way to win me over is the prompt.
Okay. That's a great prompt.
To help me clear my classroom wish list. So I guess she's a teacher now, right? To help me clear
she's
my
a teacher?
I'm guessing by
swipe
that.
Swipe right. Swipe right.
Is it right? Isn't good or
yes?
Oh yeah, teacher at. Okay, I don't want to say the school.
Yeah, we don't put her on teacher. What area?
Something that's non-negotiable for me is subtitles always being on. I'm a subtitle guy.
Man, swipe right with this woman all day. She's a teacher and she doesn't like subtitles.
She does. She does like subtitles.
Oh, she does like. Wait, does read like it again.
It said something that's a non-negotiable. Like she wants to have it for me is subtitles always being on. She likes subtitles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I misunderstood that. I thought she didn't like subtitles. I'm not a subtitle guy.
My BFF's take on why you should date me, and then she gives her answer.
Which is?
Because blank, she says her name, is so sweet and easygoing and will always look out for your best interest, end quote. So that would be her talking as her best friend.
I mean, look, she's a teacher.
Yep.
And so...
No photos of her in the classroom, though. A lot of photos of her.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with that. I don't necessarily. You know what? I'm actually encouraged by the fact that she doesn't have.
I do recognize her mom in the photos, though, because she was also our principal. Or not our principal, but like our something. I don't know.
Guidance counselor. Guidance counselor or something like that. Okay. Well, I mean, look, swipe right and just see what happens.
Should I swipe right and say something? Or should I just swipe right and just match? Like, you can put a little message on Hinge, like, hey, stranger. 7 years later.
Remember me?
You remember this guy? Turn on your radio right now.
I got a subtitle for you. No, I'd swipe right. Plus, she's a teacher. I mean, dude, teachers.
The cover photo,
look,
she
when
looks
not, when
really
they're not
good.
Sleeping with their own students, hey-o.
Wow.
Yeah.
The first photo looks really good. Because I didn't even realize it was her. I was like, whoa, who's this? And I looked at the name and said...
Wait a minute.
Oh, girl, this is familiar.
Do I know you?
I'm going to say, hey, remember Blake back in high school? No, that's too much.
Let's not just remember me. That's all you need. Remember me. Dot, dot, dot.
I'm just going to say, long time no see. With a winky face?
Dude here.
Winky face or
right
no
back?
Winky face?
Question mark?
Dot, dot, dot. I'm just dot, dot, dot in it. That's it.
Long time no see. Dot, dot, dot.
Boom. All right, leave it at that. All right. TBD. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right, coming up next, Trevor with a brand new segment, the debut of Where Are You Taking Us?
Good news is coming you guys' way. So, yeah, I don't know. I wasn't ready for that, Fred. I was not ready for that. Screw you.
Can't wait.
Totally
remember me?
we're going to get into good news tonight. It's going to be great.
Did you almost say that was brought to you by the fan? That's what you're about to say,
wasn't it? I almost said the Frankles. Oh, I started to read the top of the page. Whoa. I don't need to be doing that.
Uh-oh. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. All right, hold on real quick. We got to give a shout-out. By the way, at the Freddie D, at Blake Live _
Yeah, go ahead and follow. Follow both of us.
Give us a follow. And then what are you at there, Trevor?
Trevor the Creator.
Trevor the Creator. Real quick, shout out to our boy Classic Mike. Pro tip, teachers in the summer and December are always fishing. Plus, they fishing quick. Also remember, during school year, they need you to come correct.
I don't get what's the come correct part. I don't get it.
Classic Mike, if you're listening, tweet at us. Let us know.
Speaking of Mike, Homicide Mike texted in.
I saw that earlier.
Hey, talking about trading for LeBron. Said we'll send him Dwight
and
Powell.
A pack of RC Cola.
Pack of RC Cola. So shout out to Homicide Mike. Shout out to all of the DFW law enforcement that's listening. Shout out to all of you in general.
That's it.
If it is.
We are the official.
I do this every show because I get emotional. But just think about it. I always like to put things in perspective. It's 9:45 on a Tuesday night and people are choosing willfully.
Yeah.
To listen to us.
Absolutely.
So yeah. I always am appreciative of that. They could be doing any other thing in the world. And they said, I want to listen to Fred, Blake, and the guy in the ventriloquist outfit talk about random stuff.
As Jay-Z said on the Unplugged album, you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. H to the is O, E to the is A. Okay, that's enough of that. It's time for some good news.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Speed! No! Tell them to put it backward! Tell them to turn it around!
Who likes good news? Everyone? Then good news, everyone!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, first time playing that bed. Thank you so much, guys, for letting me be able to do this. What I want to do, what I want this segment to be, is I'm trying to spread good news.
There you go.
That is the plan. So good news,
that you're trying to spread.
Everyone. So what I want to hear is good news from you guys. What do you got going on this week?
Yeah.
And then also from all the Tolos, guys, text in. I got the text line up. So if you guys see something that's good news-wise, I'll be looking. But I got a few stories here from around the net that I'll be getting into. Whether it's feats of science, the world getting better, or humankind just being excellent to one another. So I got a bunch of little stories here.
Well, that rad vest you picked up for $7 at the thrift store.
I'm proud of this vest. Thank you very much.
You
it's very good news. So I'll say I got a new Hawaiian shirt. That's my good news.
Yeah.
And then this vest. And
it's not as good news as that vest.
Which I appreciate. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
So let me ask here, what good news do you guys have going on this week? Like, has anything, I know the week kind of just started. Do you have anything going on this week, Fred?
Two things. Good news. One, Blake is back. Always appreciate.
Uh-huh. Very good news.
Always appreciate when we're on the air together. We got a big football season coming up. I'm excited about it. I know Blake is too. And we've had a year under our belt, right? So we're not in this kind of like getting to know each other period anymore. Like you heard it today. All right. You've heard it today. All right. The gloves come off. But the best part about it is we'll fight.
But no shots below the belt.
We don't. We never take it. We never make it personal. And during the break, you would never know that we were just got done beefing. Second thing, the Oski Woski summer detox is still in full effect.
This is true.
Yeah. No, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. Day 28 of the Oski Woski summer detox.
Love it.
Is continuing on, and I feel fantastic.
Hey, good news, man. Good news. Blake, you got anything good news going on right now?
Yeah. Man, I got a couple of things.
See that hinge? I mean, come on.
I'd probably say the thing that I'm most excited for, good news, is I went to my crib yesterday when I got home. And then today, I finally, because yesterday I kind of just went to sleep. Today, I walked around my crib completely silent, no phone in hand,
yeah,
arms behind the back, and just scoped out the place because it looks a little different.
Yeah, but
Shawty
it does.
Took away the entertainment center that was hers, the bar cart that was hers, some stuff around the room that she had gotten for us. So it's a little bit more barren. Yeah. Obviously, I still had a place a year before she lived there, so there's plenty of stuff in there.
So it just looks like it did before she moved there.
Yes. But also, like, I had thrown away some of my stuff. Like, I threw away my entertainment center /sold so we could put hers there.
Yeah.
I took out a chair or two so we could put her stuff. I took out a clothing rack so we could put this there, a table there. So there's a lot of empty space or spaces. I just need to redesign the house. And I was kind of walking around like, okay, I'm going to do this here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that there.
And you still got the table?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to give it away, though.
That's all that matters.
I don't want the table.
You don't want the table?
No, I don't. Really? I only ate at the table because I had a girlfriend. I eat on the couch or walking around. I'm not a big sit at the table. This is a terrible angle for the TV, too.
It's still over there. It's under the bar cart, right?
Same spot, under the bar cart, yeah. I'll just sit on the couch and lean on the coffee table and eat.
See, I don't know. I like the location of your table.
I mean, it was good when I had someone else to eat there with.
Well, that's just kinda, that's true.
But
no, good news here, Blake.
It's good news because I've got no reins, and I can design the house however I want.
Whatever you
want
to do.
All right, then.
The wallpaper I've been wanting to put up that I was told no.
Wallpaper?
Yeah.
Who puts up wallpaper in an apartment?
You'll see.
Okay.
You'll be like, wow, Blake, what a good idea.
Anyway,
wow.
Before we get into the wallpaper.
Who has the cat, Blake? She has the cat.
Yeah. Well,
that's not good.
All right, enough. Back to Trevor. You only got 7 minutes. Come on.
I know, right? So do you guys go to the doctor regularly? Do you get checked up?
No.
No?
I just kind of vibe it out.
What I want to pressure you, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Just get your blood checked, different things like that.
I go to Walmart for that.
Right now. And we've talked about before about how we're afraid of AI and what AI is going
to
do.
Yes, we did.
But we're opening up a little bit to AI.
I just asked ChatGPT, what's going on with
me? That's exactly what this is. So current AI systems are typically trained to perform tasks, and this is based off the Harvard Gazette, such as detecting cancer presence and predicting tumors and genetic profiles. So right now, AI, through basic blood tests, are able to check for 19 different types of cancer just through a simple blood test.
Damn.
And that's something that, and it has a 96% accuracy rate.
Okay.
So if you guys just go to the doctor, get it checked out. Now, again, they're still working on it. It's not something that's going to be, you know, rolling out next week.
Right.
But it's something that AI is able to do because the way you program AI can build something that says, hey, I'm going to see these proteins or this enzyme that is in something to be able to tell you that, hey, you have... early detection is the biggest thing for cancer.
Yeah.
So that if they can check in your blood that you have cancer,
you got the beaties.
Did you say the beaties?
Yeah.
Diabetes? I have diabetes. I don't know if you guys know that.
Type 1 or 2?
Type 1.
I think type 1 is the less severe case, right?
Type 1's the worst. Yeah.
The worst?
I said less severe.
Oh, no. That's the worst one. Oh. My pancreas doesn't work. So we got
to. What does that mean? You got to educate me.
You need insulin shots. You take it every day?
Well, I have an insulin pump. So.
That you wear on at all times?
At all times. This is my pancreas. This is my rifle. This is my gun.
So you can't eat sugar, right?
I mean, I can eat sugar.
But
I
in moderation.
I need it to use insulin because my pancreas doesn't do its job. So, I have to do, my brain has to do my job for me.
Wow, we're learning right
Tell
now.
Tell you what, I, there's something about when I'm on with people that they always like, well, admit or just declare, what am I trying to say? Like I was like home
open
with
up with you.
Like, well, that reveal. No, no, you're not. But like I was on with one dude back in the day in Houston, and he was like, we were talking about something. And he's like, I'm adopted. Like just and never mentioned it, but ever before. He's like, I'm adopted. We're like, what? He's like, yeah, I was adopted.
Well, my diabetes doesn't define me, Fred.
No, it doesn't.
I was going to ask you, do you feel like your life is any different?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really? How so?
When I was a kid, a lot, because everybody's like, you can't have these Skittles.
Oh.
And so, and I'm like, well.
What good, rotten children.
I know. Well.
They're probably in the TDCJ now. Don't worry about
it. That's probably, you know.
You're a free man.
Skittles, I heard Skittles can cause cancer, so they need to get checked out.
Oh, well, see. Well, wait, what?
They've got carcinogens in their shells.
Everything causes cancer. Yeah, sunglasses, your iPhone, microwave, the wrong kind of water. Yeah. They all cause cancer.
Her earbuds suits me. Anyway, continue.
All right. Do you guys, so again, y'all don't go to the doctor that often. Have y'all ever had a stint in a hospital? You ever had to stay in a hospital or anything like that?
I thought
you
were going to say a stint in my heart. No, I haven't. No, I'm healthy as a horse.
Yes, I've been in hospitals before.
Okay. You know, one of the biggest things in hospitals is people getting sick with other, like MRSA, SARS, the different kinds of things.
SARS.
They have a revolutionary type of paint that destroys dangerous bacteria and viruses.
Paint?
Paint. So literally a paint. They can paint on the beds. They can paint on the walls to where, because a lot of, so COVID can sit on a wall or a bed or something for up to 30 days.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things like that. So this is a paint that they're working on that destroys bacteria and viruses. So that way they can paint houses. Excuse me. They can paint hospitals, and they're trying to get it to where they can paint. Like, I mean, God, we need it here. If you look at some of the places that we put our junk. But,
seriously.
So that
what if they painted it where homeless people stayed?
A lot of less staff infections.
That would probably be really smart.
Well, that's again, it's something that they're trying to revolutionize to be a new, different type of paint. That way,
can you paint the bats with it?
Like baseball
bats. There's a bunch of diseases on these Rangers teams.
No, I meant
allergic to hitting the ball.
I meant the bats that carried the COVID.
Oh, I thought you meant baseball bats.
No.
I was like, they are allergic to hitting.
It was a COVID joke.
COVID joke.
COVID joke.
China.
Anyway.
China.
China. Are you guys, are y'all big?
From China? No.
No. Well, that's good.
I mean, ever been one, too.
He said that's good. What?
No tariffs.
What's
for
that supposed to mean?
No yeah, Trevor.
Here.
As we're watching Yang from Portland.
Yeah, come on. It's real messed up.
Do you guys have green thumbs? Are y'all, y'all plant anything?
Wow.
What?
Wow, we're just all of Trevor, just real baby segment.
I'm sorry. What? No. I told you I'm on day 28 of the Oski Woski detox.
No,
Thank you very much.
I'm a brown thumb. Okay. I'm a brown thumb.
I'm sorry, what?
He's talking about planting.
Oh.
If you're a brown and black thumb, it means like you don't keep plants alive.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, a green thumb is something that would you keep plants alive. You like to plant things.
What is this? What are we doing?
So there is a new Walamy Pine.
Notable Chinese players literally pops up on the screen.
AI is real, people. Big Yang? Is that what his name is?
Wang Zhiji. He was a Dallas Maverick for a second, wasn't
he? Yeah.
Anyway, continue. What about green thumbs?
The dinosaur plant.
Dinosaurs.
The Walamy Pine.
Okay.
Who is thought to have been extinct.
Yeah.
Has made its way back. So they found in 1994.
Back to the world or back to the States?
Hang on here.
Man, you saw what happened with Jurassic Park. I'm just telling you, be careful.
I don't want any dinosaurs.
It's just a plant.
Nature
they call it the dinosaur plant
finds
because
a
there are fossils in the past that have they found with this plant, this specific leaf, in fossils from 90 million years ago.
Holy Toledo.
So 90 million years ago?
90 million years ago. So if you believe in that, hey, there you go. Good stuff. Small world, whatever it is. So they found a forest in 1994 in Australia, mm-hmm. and they've planted these trees
was
in
Johnny
other
Furphy
areas.
There?
Johnny Furphy was not okay. there. But hang on a second. Let me get to this. So a couple in... Where is it? British Columbia? Not British Columbia, excuse me.
That's Canada,
in Britain.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that was Canada. Sorry, in Britain, that they finally have male and female seeds. So it's finally germinating in a different part of area of the world. So they're able to potentially germinate this plant that has never done that before.
So I mean, do we know what's going to happen when it does?
So they're going to potentially they'll be able to plant these trees in other areas. So a plant that they thought was extinct
is
no
back.
Longer will be extinct. So it's pretty pretty fascinating. Good news,
that's
everyone.
Good news until it becomes poisonous and kills everybody.
Well,
so TBD,
I mean,
TBD.
There's a lot of weird things that can happen. So
nature
I leave you with this, guys.
Away.
Good people don't need to be told what is good. They just need to be reminded.
Ayo.
All right. So I just try to spread some good news, let you guys know, let you talk it out. Tolos, text in. I'll be trying to respond to you guys tonight. So
as he tells us that shirtless with his purple magic vest on. Final hour of the program coming up next. What the hell did Joseph Hoyt say? We've only been teasing it for 2 hours, and we've got a top five in honor of Mumsnet. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.